Hi, Pastor Greg, the intro to Praise Music mini course with Christian leaders. This is section 4, types of music. The first type of music I'd like to discuss is not heavy metal, hip hop, country, rap, classical, or anything like that. What is the style of the lyrics? What is the purpose of the song? Is it a sermon or is it praise? Is it God speaking through the musician to the people, or is it the people singing praises to God? There's no hard, fast answers. Sometimes a song will combine both. So there's no right or wrong answers, but there are some generalizations that it's really good to pay attention to, especially if you're going to be writing poetry or lyrics for a song. What is the intent? Are you singing praises, or are you delivering a message? Focusing on that will help keep you consistent in your writing, but that's not what this mini course is about. But I did want you to try and learn the distinction between which kind of music is it. Is it a message or sermon, or is it singing praise to God? Is it God speaking to the people through the musician, or is it the people singing to God? Some music was meant to listen to. You have some very accomplished vocalists that can sing stuff that 90% of the people in the choirs can't sing. They're just such great vocalists, and their talents are highlighted in the recordings that they do, and then they're wonderful to listen to. And then there's the music that you want everyone to sing along to. As a praise band leader, that is generally going to be your objective, to get the congregation to be a part of the band and sing to that audience of one. First of all, the key that music is in, the sing-along music, it's got to be something that's in everyone's range. Now, there was an organist I know that he said, "Do you ever notice the key that I'm playing this stuff in?" I said, "Not really." He says, "I don't care what key it is on the music. I transpose it to C." And he could do this with, you know, the three keyboards and the foot pedals and the grand staff that has three or four lines on it, and he's transposing this stuff as he's playing it. It was amazing. But he played in the key of C, which is the common vocal range for most people to sing in, and that allows people to sing along. Another thing is, how complicated are the words? Now, if you look in the hymnals, you'll see 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, or 8 verses, all different words. Well, there may be a chorus, there may not be, but there are just all kinds of words, and you've got to have that hymnal in front of you, and you got to know your place. Then there are simpler songs that are a verse and a chorus, and then another verse, which is the same as the first verse, and then the chorus, and then the first verse again, and a chorus again. It can be a little monotonous for a lot of people. A lot of people don't like that. It's just too redundant for them. However, the beauty of that kind of lyric is that they're easy to follow along, they're easy to remember, and they're easy to sing along with. This is why you have simple lyrics like that in a lot of praise music. It's to get everyone to sing along to an audience of one. Another note on hymns. Hymns are very interesting. You can look, you can read, if you don't have a, put it, somebody said if you don't have a Bible handy, but you've got a hymnal and you want to read some scripture, open up to the hymns. A lot of hymns, most of them, are going to be written with some kind of Bible verse in mind that is going to be the inspiration for it. As a matter of fact, the latest song that I wrote, called New Song, was patterned after one of the psalms. I read through the psalm that reflected in my life, and I started parodying the words, and got a neat little song we haven't recorded yet. I hope to get it done and released real soon. I'm just going to skip right to your homework, and this one's going to be really fun. I would like you to listen to two songs. The links are posted below. One is called Overcomer. This is a message song. It lifts people up when you're listening to it. I've suggested this to someone who was really struggling a few years ago, and it really broke him down. And he's back on track. His life is just better than ever these days. And that song was quite the catalyst. Another one is called We Fall Down. And I'm going to give you the band Cutlass. They're one of my favorite praise bands. This is a cover song. They didn't write it. It's a cover of some older praise music on their Strong Tower project, which is all praise songs that they covered, but with guitars. And this is one of those songs that's verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus. Same verse, same chorus, same verse, same chorus. Listen to how simple it is by the time they get to the second verse. If you've never heard the song before, you'll be able to sing along. It is also a praise song that the entire congregation is supposed to be singing along to the audience of one. So, message music or praise music? A little of both. But have fun with this exercise. Enjoy these songs and post whatever you want to the forum. Try and make it at least 50 words, but post your experience or any of your thoughts on whatever you want pertaining to these songs or other ones and to the forum. And thank you for your time, and you have a blessed day.